home for alternative. You're listening to Indie 101.5 CIOI.
When the night falls silently, the night falls silently. On forests dreaming, lovers wonderful to see, they wonderful to see, the bright stars gleaming. And lest they should lose their way, lest they should lose their way, the glowworms nightly light their tiny lanterns gay, their tiny lanterns gay, and twinkle brightly. Here and there and everywhere through mossy dell and hollow,
hollow.
Floating, gliding through the air, they call on us to follow. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Lead us lest too far we wander. Love's sweet voice is calling yonder.
Call for you know what?
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer. Light the path below.
You take it, girl.
And lead us on to dawn.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Cuckoo Bananas. Maybe I'll slow that down. Here, I'll right here, I'll put it slowed down and see if it sounds like Jake still.
Okay.
Oh, geez, you're making me work for it today. Now, we just listened to a song by Spike Jonze. We love playing Spike Jonze on this show because he's so wacky.
And he has a lot of spikes.
I don't think he did. Just had a funny name. That was a romantic song called Glowworm that got ridiculous. And I feel like I should say that telling somebody to shut up is not nice, right? That would get you in trouble at school. And same with calling people names. But I couldn't resist playing that song. What did you think about it, Jake?
Nothing.
You didn't think anything of it?
No.
Oh.
I just thought about a little glowworm.
And if you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, I have already heard an insect episode from Cuckoo Bananas. I can shut off the radio. Wait! This is the third insect-themed episode we've done on this show. So this might be new to you. So keep listening. We have an interesting interview coming up on the show. And we've got even more insect songs. Maybe some insects you haven't thought about yet.
Like ants.
That's true. We have an ant song. What's next, though? Oh, you know, we have a singing fly coming up next.
What? A singing fly?
Yeah. Hmm. This song asks the question, what would it be like to be a fly?
You just fly around, because that's why it's called a fly.
But what would the world look like?
Big. It'd look big.
Everything would look big?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. And what would it look like if you could stick your body to the ceiling?
It would look tiny.
Hmm. This room would look tiny?
Yeah. Because you would be tall.
You'd be high up. Yeah. Well, this is a song from an old show called The Flumps.
The Flumpsies.
Yeah. And if you like, I can show you the episode that this comes from. It's from the balloon episode. So this song's called The Fly's Eye View. And then we have some more singing insects after that. The group The Bugaloos, which I think we played on an earlier insect episode. That was also an old TV show of a group of insects that were also a band.
A band.
Yeah.
An insect band.
And then the bad guy in the episode was this woman who lived in a really cool house. She had like a spinning record, a giant spinning record in her evil den. So maybe we should watch a Bugaloos episode sometime too.
A Bugaloos episode.
But now let's just hear what they sound like after we hear the Flumps singing about the fly's eye view on this episode of Cuckoo.
Bananas! Yeah!
Pootle imagined he was a fly with a fly's eye view of indoors. If I was a fly on the ceiling, if I was a fly flying free, I'd wonder, what's that? Oh, it's Grandfather's hat. Well, it looks very funny to me. It looks very funny to me. If I was a fly on the ceiling, if I was a fly flying high, I'd wonder, that's what? Oh, a strawberry jam pot. Now, why does it look like that? Why? Because I'm a high flying fly. If I was a fly on the ceiling, if I was a fly on the buzz, I'd fly round so fast that things would whirl past. Just like a roundabout does, it does, when I'm a fly on the buzz.
You become a bugaloo. There's so much more that you can do to make our world a better place to be. Lift your wings and help us bring a little happiness. You can share our castles in the air when you fly with us. 'Cause there's a lot more yet to happen before the whole wide world is free. And if you become a bugaloo, and help us sing a song of hopefulness. There's still time to put the earth in rhyme if you try with us. 'Cause there's a lot more yet to happen before the whole wide world is free. And if you become a bugaloo, there's so much more that you can do.
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Up next, we have a song by a pretty famous band called The Hollies. We've listened to them before. 60s band.
Yeah.
They have a song called Fifi the Flea. And it's kind of a sad song, actually, about a flea falling in love with a clown at the flea circus. Now, we just were learning about the flea circus. You want to tell the listeners what a flea circus is?
So a flea circus is, it's actually kind of funny. So they wrap a flea in, like, metal wire to, like, a carriage. And then the flea walks and it can pull the carriage along.
Yeah, I've never seen a flea circus in real life. I've heard about them. And I always thought they were actually just, like, wind-up mechanical circuses that... You were supposed to imagine that there was a tiny flea doing it, but there are actual fleas there.
Yeah.
What other tricks do they do?
They can sword fight.
Yeah.
They can do bouncing on a rope.
Yeah, tightrope walking.
Yeah. And they can swing on a swing.
Yeah, on a trapeze.
Mm-hmm.
If you you can look up flea circuses on the internet and see lots of examples of old flea circuses. This is a very old idea. So yeah, we'll hear the sad story of Fifi the Flea from the Hollies, and then we're going to hear another classic novelty song called Spiders and Snakes by Jim Stafford. My question for you is, what's scarier, spiders or snakes?
I don't know, because I like snakes, and then I don't like the spiders that kill you. So, I think spiders, because I like snakes.
Spiders are scarier?
Well, I'm not scared of them. I just not as scared of them as snakes. Like, I'm more scared than them than snakes, because I actually like snakes.
Right. Yeah, the funny thing is, in Canada, there isn't really scary spiders to worry about, or really
they're just like tiny ones that you want to bring inside.
Yeah, well, you want to keep them outside.
Yeah.
And then there's not really many scary snakes in Canada either. Unless you go to Bosley Island. The rattlesnakes.
Yeah
I think I would find snakes more scary. But even then, if it's a harmless snake, I'm okay with picking them up usually.
Yeah.
Garter snakes.
I get scared of them at times.
Yeah. They're creepy.
Yeah.
And Jim Stafford, he doesn't like spiders and snakes either. So let's hear about it after we hear Fifi the Flea from the Hollies on this third insect edition of Cuckoo.
Bananas.
Variety.
Hour.
Fifi the Flea fell in love with a clown from a flea circus fair. She gave him her heart, but he still couldn't see that for such a long time she had cared. He put himself round all the other girl fleas, unaware that he hurt her so badly.
she cried in the arms of his manager friend and declared that she loved the clown madly. Mm-hmm. One day Fifi went and this drove the clown wild. Poor little Flea started crying. Never you mind, his manager said, I ought not to tell, but she's dying. Dying for love of you, little Flea. You've broken her heart with your lying. She couldn't stand to see you throw her love away without trying. The day Fifi died, the little clown vowed he'd tend her grave every hour. He broke down and cried when he saw her grave, and on it he placed a small flower. Poor little Flea, he wasted away, he'd lost his Fifi forever. So they opened her grave, put him inside, now at last they are together.
Yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone some of you would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do. I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you. And she said,
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I wanna be loved by you.
Well, I think of that girl from time to time. I call her up when I got a dime. I say, hello, baby. She said, ain't you cool? I said, do you remember when, and would you like to get together again? She said, I'll see you after school. I was shy so for a while, most of my love was touching smiles, and she said, come on over here. I was nervous as you might guess, still looking for something to slip down her dress, and she said, let's make it perfectly clear.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
You fool, you fool.
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me. Like I wanna be loved by you.
Okay, I had an idea for this episode. Maybe we could play a little round of Family Feud Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's a
show we like to watch around these parts.
Yeah!
And since we're doing an insect episode, I came up with a question for Family Feud Canada. So let's play the feud. Surveyed 100 Canadians, and the top five answers are on the board. Let's start with the youngest. Name a type of worm.
A mealworm.
Ooh, good answer. Is it up there? Let's see. Mealworm. Okay, let's move on to our next contestant. Ollie, name a type of worm.
I don't know.
All right, let's move on to our next contestant. Rowan, name a type of worm.
Earthworm.
Oh, good answer, good answer. Is it up there? Let's see. Earthworm. Number one answer. All right. Four answers remain on the board. Oh, geez, we got two strikes. How many strikes before we're... Let's say five.
Okay.
Okay, let's move to our next contestant. Devin, name a type of worm.
Silk. Silkworm.
Let's see, silkworm, is it on there? Number three answer. Nice. Okay, let's move to Jake. Jake, name
inchworm.
A type of worm.
Inchworm.
Inchworm, is it on the list? It's a great answer. No inchworm.
Three strikes.
Okay, only two more strikes. Ollie, name a type of worm.
Soil worm. I don't know.
Soil
worm? I don't know any worms.
Okay. Let's see if it's on the board. Soil worm.
Nope.
Oh, geez, that's four strikes. Okay, Rowan, name a type of worm.
Tapeworm.
Oh, good answer. Good answer. Is it up there, though? Let's see. Tapeworm. Is it up there? Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, we have one more bonus guess. Name a type of worm.
Gummy worm.
Oh, this is another... So many good answers that I didn't think of.
Yeah, because you're one person who took the survey.
Let's see, gummy worms.
I think we need a different survey.
Yeah, like an insect one.
Questioning the survey. Hey.
Insect one.
Like an earworm. Oh, earworm.
Earworm was up there, the number five answer. Thank you. Let's see, what was number four?
Glowworm.
And the number three answer.
I know.
Bookworm!
great game, guys. One of the answers that didn't make the list was grubworm, but luckily I have a song called The Groovy Grubworm. So let's listen to that next on Cuckoo Bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. penny, 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 penny bookworm had many, 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 many homes. In winter he would snuggle in the almanac.
In summer he preferred a book of poems.
But Benny, 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 Benny bookworm had many, 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 many woes. Although he lived in books, he couldn't read or write.
Until one day he looked beneath his nose.
He saw B, 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 B.
He saw U,
He saw G, 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 G.
Side by side. He tried hard, yes he did. Oh, so hard, yes he did. And suddenly he shouted out with pride.
B-U-G, that spells bug. Hey, that's me!
Hooray! Then Benny, 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 Benny bookworm squirmed and turned and nibbled all night through. He ate his way through several hundred pages more.
And that's how his vocabulary grew.
He saw S, 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 S.
He saw M, 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 M.
He saw A, 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 A.
He saw more. He saw R, 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 R. He saw T, 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 T. And he put them all together as before.
S-M-A-R-T, spelled smart. Hey, that's me!
Hooray! Now Benny, 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 Benny bookworm reads a book as fast as he can crawl. He's making speed in the encyclopedia. The smartest bookworm of all.
All right, so we had a valid question from one of our contestants who was wondering what worms have to do with insects, right? Jake was wondering, why are we talking about worms in this Family Feud episode when we're talking about insects? But actually, a lot of those quote-unquote worms that we mentioned during the game are actually insects. Now, it's true that an earthworm is not an insect, but we just heard two other songs about quote-unquote worms, and those are types of insects. And so we're going to do a little a science segment. And Ollie, first of all, what is a bookworm?
It's a larva of beetles, moths, cockroaches, or termites.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of different kinds of larvae. Of different kinds of insects that like to eat wood. And so sometimes they get into a bookshelf and then they find the books and they like the taste of the books too. So then they chew up your pages and sometimes they chew up the glue.
Kind of, yeah, like moths eat your pants.
Yeah. And when people talk about glowworms, what's a glowworm?
So a glowworm is an insect larva that glow, or glowing female beetles resemble a worm.
Yeah, yeah. Female beetles that resemble a worm, or larvae of lots of different types of insects that glow.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of other types of insects that glow?
Like a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. Or a firefly?
Yeah, firefly. Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do they do it?
We were at our grand's once, and it is nighttime, and then there's like a bunch of fireflies flying around, and I caught one.
Yeah, that's so nice. It happens at a time of year, right?
Mm-hmm. But you can only get it once.
Yeah, so if you should be outside on that magical day, you'll see the fields lit up with little fireflies.
Unless you don't want to wake up at like 8 o'clock.
True. And and Devin also mentioned silkworms.
Yes.
In the game. So what's a silkworm?
It's also a larva or caterpillar of a silk moth.
Yeah, those moths that spin silk. You can turn it into silk.
Isn't there like clothes you can wear from them?
I don't know actually, but the nest that they make is of like thousands of tiny threads that look like silk. Yeah,
that'd be comfortable if you're a baby moth.
Yeah. And while we're talking about science, we have that special interview that we can play now. And who are we going to hear here, Oliver?
My friend Solomon.
Yeah, and why did we decide to interview Solomon?
Because he had a pet praying mantis, and he knows a lot about praying mantises since he had a pet of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's telling us about it.
Yeah. Sometimes the best way to learn new facts is to talk to an expert. So let's hear what Solomon has to say. Welcome to the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. That's the name of our radio show.
Oh, okay.
I heard you're an expert on praying mantises.
Yeah, a little. We had them for pets when, like last year.
Last year?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you still have it?
They died pretty soon. Like the last one survived like a month.
Oh, they only lived a month?
Well, in my house, they were in jars, like, that had a bunch of sticks in them and, like, plants growing, but one had a big container.
Oh.
We put them in different containers because they'd eat each other.
They eat each other?
Yeah.
Oh.
The girls eat the boys because the girls are bigger.
I've heard that. That's the one thing I know about praying mantises.
And when they lay cocoons, the girls usually try to kill the boys. Then they use them to make the cocoon a little bit.
Yeah.
I know.
What do they? What else do they eat besides each other?
When they're little, they might eat aphids or ants. But they get eaten by each other when they're little a lot more. They eat each other when they're little too. And then when they're bigger, like middle sized, they will eat like house flies, and they might try a bee or something. But when they're like full size, they can eat a wasp pretty easily. They might still go for like house flies, but the house flies might be a little tiny.
Hmm. Did you have to go hunting for their food?
Yeah.
Cool. Is there anything they wouldn't eat? Do you remember?
Well, they got a little too big for aphids, but they eat anything they could catch, pretty much, and that they could chew apart.
Oh, would you put a fly in there alive?
Yeah, and they'd kill it.
They'd catch it?
Yeah, like, they just, like, wait, and when the fly came, like, close, like, on the same branch, they just, like, boom! Like hit it really quick, and then it would be, like, struggling in their arms, impaled by a bunch of thorns on their arms, like their raptorial arms. And they'd pretty much devour the fly.
Wow. Sounds exciting, actually.
Yeah, it was cool to watch.
So you would recommend praying mantises as a pet?
I mean, if you've got, like, a lot of bugs. I mean, we had, like, there were these flowers or something in our garden, maybe tomatillos or something.
Hmm.
And the aphids were, like, swarming them.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just, like, pulled one open, and there were, like, 40 aphids. Not 40, but, like, then we just fed them to the mantis.
Lunchtime.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, usually we play songs related to the interviews, but I don't know if I can be able to find a song about a praying mantis.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'll do my best. Well, thanks for joining us on the science portion of Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
Cuckoo Banana.
Tall trees in the park and rows. Drive us on the road, I know. No sound on the radio. Look passing away, I go now. Think back, you don't know me though. High speed fast track, so
and
right, so after that interview about praying mantises, we heard a couple of songs about ants. We heard mm-hmm. Red Ants by Palberta. And we heard Anteater's Dance by Mo Kaufman, who's a pretty famous Canadian musician. Hmm. And we are supposed to be playing lots of Canadian music on this show. So
yeah,
check. Now up next, we got two songs about bees. A song that we listen to quite a lot around these parts called Bumblebee by Laverne Baker. I think I first heard this song on the Morning Soul Shakeup.
Yeah.
Which you can listen to every weekday morning on CFRU or on Indy 101.5 in Hamilton. And then next, after that, we're going to have a song called Busy Bee by Buddy Merrill. And we just listened to it, a little bit of it here. Do you recognize that melody?
In which one?
In the Fast song.
Well, isn't it from the like original one, the piano one?
Yeah, that's right. It's from an older
yes.
song that was actually in an opera
mm-hmm.
called Flight of the Bumblebee. And maybe people don't know this. I didn't really know it, but that song is from the year 1900. And it's from a Russian opera.
Yeah. I used to have a music teacher,
mm-hmm.
and she could play that.
Really? On
yes.
piano?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of known as one of the hardest songs to play.
Yeah.
Because it's all those quick 16th notes.
But she's like really experienced with
yeah.
piano.
Oh, yeah. Lots of practice?
Yeah, probably.
Sometimes I hum this song if I'm trying to get you guys to clean up your rooms quicker or something, right? Yeah, so it's from an opera, and it actually is just like a little bit of the opera, and it comes in during a part where the magic swan changes the prince into an insect so that he can fly away to visit his father. Isn't that nice? But we're going to hear like a modern version of the song by Buddy Merrill. And it's got some very quick guitar.
Mm-hmm. But are they actually playing the guitar?
Yeah, I think it's him actually playing guitar, but it sounds like they sped it up afterwards.
Yeah.
So it's that trick you can do where you listen to the song playing slowly and play the guitar.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, speed them both up, and it sounds like you're playing it super fast.
So they, like, slow down the like, sounds, like the song, without mm-hmm. the guitar over it?
Right.
Then they recorded the guy playing the guitar?
Yep.
So he's playing it slowly, too, with it.
He's playing it, yeah, in a normal kind of pace.
Yeah.
That's all they always do, those funny songs where the people's voices are sped up, too.
Yeah, like Elvin and the Chipmunk songs.
Yeah, exactly. Same idea. You can do that with any instrument. So let's hear these two Bumblebee songs on the Cuckoo Bananas.
Variety Hour.
See how I said bananas?
I'm gonna have to put you down. A bumblebee, an evil bumblebee. I gave you love as sweet as honey, my life, my soul, and all my money. You didn't seem to realize you had a home in paradise. Shooey, you hurt me like a bee. A bumblebee, an evil bumblebee. Night after night,
just one kiss before you go. Don't ever come back no more. Now, baby, there's no need of crying. I'm sick and tired of your lying. You know you hurt my heart again. I'm sorry, baby, it's the end. A bumblebee, an evil bumblebee. Now, baby, there's no need of crying. I'm sick and tired of your lying. You know you've hurt my heart again. I'm sorry, baby, it's the end. Shooey, you hurt me like a bee. A bumblebee, an evil bumblebee.
Well, we get to this time in every show where it's almost time to say goodbye, but we still have two more great songs. One is a song with a French title, and you go to school in French, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. This song is called Danse de l'enfant et du roi de mouche, which means the dance of the child and the Fly King. And it comes from an album that's called The Child Killer of Flies. And all the songs have titles about, I guess, a little child that's swatting flies. And it's made by a guy called Jean-Claude Vanier. And it's a very fun song from 1971. And then we're going to end with a relaxing song. Yeah, something like that. A song called Timothy Grubb. And it's about some insects that live together.
Give me the grub.
But what is a grub?
A worm, like larva, like larva of a beetle.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. They look kind of like squishy little worms, eh? So this is a story kind of song about Timothy Grubb and Maurice Snail and Timothy's family. They all live together in a cupboard and they dream of getting a horse. Although I don't, what would a horse, a tiny version of a horse look like for an insect? I don't know. Well, let's listen to the song and try to imagine it. All right? And we got to say goodbye to all the listeners.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Petrol, and everyone gets out to push. Taylor here from the Lords of London.
Hi, this is Mike Riley from Pure Prairie League.
Hi there, this is Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull, and you're listening to the Vinyl Professor, Peter Morin.
Hard to believe it's February already. Welcome to the Record and Music Emporium that is Oldies Without Borders. It's a different kind of oldie show, music from different genres, from different eras. I'm the musical curator, Peter Morin, the Vinyl Professor. Busy show this week. Coming up in hour number two, a Saturday morning sit-down with Rory Dodd. Rory's from Port Dover. He was a background singer on several memorable albums and singles. During his career, he worked with Meatloaf on Bat Out of Hell, but he's also worked with the likes of Julian Lennon, Ted Nugent, Barry Manilow, and Billy Joel, a very diverse group of artists. Lots of great stories about Meatloaf and Jim Steinman coming up in my second hour. It's actually part one of a two-part Saturday morning sit-down with Rory Dodd. Also later this hour, we recall